Chapter 18.
What's wrong with him?
Ben said.
Is he breathing?
Dragon lay stretched out on the table, with Bazog's pointed ear on his chest.
The heart beats,
Bazog said.
But slowly.
Brenwar punched Nath in the arm and said,
Wake up!
Easy,
Bazog said.
Easy nothing,
Brenwar said. He pinched Nath's thigh. Nothing happened.
Why don't you tickle him or something?
Ben said. Brenwar eyed him. Ben shrugged. Sasha dripped some water over Nath's lips. Nothing moved. Nothing twitched.
I think he's changing again,
she said. She held her fingers over his lips.
He breathes. Same as the last time. Barely.
I agree,
Bazog said.
Brenwar, what do you think? You were with him the first time this happened, were you not?
Aye,
Brenwar growled.
And I had to haul his carcass all over until he came to.
So did I,
said Ben.
And he was out months the last time. You think it'll be months again?
What if it gets longer every time?
Sasha said. Silence fell, and all eyes were on Nath. He was the reason they were gathered. He was the future. And now he lay still as a stone.
What do we do, Bazog?
Sasha said, brushing Nath's hair away from his stony face.
Do we take him back to Quintuclan?
I say Morgdon,
Brenwar said.
Let the dwarves keep him safe.
Bazog clasped his fingers behind his back and began walking around the table. They had all pledged to look after Nath, but he was their leader, and he was down. So the question was, who did they follow now?
They are both good suggestions, but Quintuclan is closer,
Bazog said.
And full of the clerics of Barnabas,
Brenwar said.
I say we take him to the hills. He'll be safe there. We don't have the foulness of the races up there.
You don't have the security of my home there either,
Bazog said. Brenwar bristled.
Security? No one's ever penetrated Morgdon. Not once. Not ever.
Brenwar rapped his fist on the table.
He's my charge by the Dragon King himself. Not yours, Elf. I'll decide what's best for him.
This could go on for months again, maybe a year,
Bazog said.
I don't want to wait in Morgdon that long. Not when I can do research and seek other help. There are other things we need to prepare for, Brenwar. What happens when he wakes up? What if he changes even more? Will you be ready for that?
As much as you, Elf.
Brenwar thumbed his bearded chest.
He comes with me.
Bazog made his way back to Brenwar and looked right down at him.
I disagree.
Brenwar poked him in the chest 3 times with his stubby fingers.
I don't care.
Are you the only two that have a say in this?
Sasha said, with her arms folded across her chest.
I think I can offer some direction.
Ben pulled back his shoulders and said,
Me too.
Pah, this is ridiculous. I'll not be taking orders from the likes of you three. No, Nath comes with me.
Who do you think you are?
Sasha said, approaching the dwarf.
I'm under the charge of the Dragon King, lady. Who do you think you be?
Bazog stepped in front of her and held her back.
All right, let's not feud with each other. We all want what's best,
he said. He walked back over to Nath and put his hand on his chest.
I have an idea.
I don't care,
Brenwar said. He tapped his foot on the ground and combed his fingers through his beard.
Just hear me out,
Bazog said.
We'll take a vote.
No,
Brenwar said, crossing his arms over his chest.
And with that, we'll be leaving.
He grabbed Nath by the ankle and dragged him off the table. Nath's head bounced off the ground with a thud. Brenwar kept going.
Brenwar,
Sasha said.
What in Nalzambor are you doing? He's not hunted meat to be dragged. How disrespectful.
She grabbed Nath's arms and pulled back. Brenwar pulled both of them forward without looking back.
Will you stop it, you bearded child?
Bazog spread his arms wide, exasperated.
All right, Brenoir, you win.
He practically yelled, and Bezog never yelled.
We'll head to Morgden first.
Brenoir stopped and looked back over his shoulder.
You don't need to come.
Well, we're coming anyway,
Bezog said.
Just show a little more respect for our friend.
Brenoir dropped Nath's booted leg.
Bah! His head's harder than mine.
After dawn broke the next day, Brenoir, Ben, Bezog, and Sasha rode the horses south towards the mountains of Morgden. Nath Dragon lay on a stretcher. Brenoir and Ben had hewn from the woodland and was towed behind Brenoir's horse. Brenoir led and the others followed, all quiet and resolute.
What about the table and all the food?
Ben had asked Bezog.
What you had, you have. All the rest will pass,
the part elf said.
I'm sure some creature will finish it off for us. Don't worry, Ben. Well, I just hate to see it go to waste. It won't, I'm sure of it.
Following the river south, the company disappeared from the view back towards the table. A small head popped up from the tall grasses before the trees and crept up to the table on the legs of a goat. Another one popped out from behind the trees and followed. The pair stomped around the table, sniffed the bouquet of food that was left, and took seats. They nodded at one another and stuffed food into their horned faces. One burped, the other guzzled. Then the satyrs began their conversation. Their voices were low and evil.
We'll have them now, I, my dear,
the male said.
Yes, all of them,
the female said.
And to think they even left a fine meal for us. It won't be our last, but it just might be theirs.
She sucked down a pitcher of wine and wiped her lips with her forearm.
And that dwarf who busted my pipes and clocked me in the head? I can't wait to get back at him. I think I'm going to shave every hair from him and stand him before a mirror before I cook him.
The male laughed. It was loud, part goat and part man.
And that elf,
he said,
what would you do to him? Oh! Shove the dwarf's beard into the spellcaster's mouth, and then I'll nibble on his fingers and toes. And the man?
He asked.
I'll make him chop the wood and start the fires.
She pulled out her new set of pipes from under her vest.
And make him smile as he does it. And the woman?
He said, stuffing some leftover cherry pie in his mouth. She grabbed a goblet and lifted it to the sun.
I'll drink her tears and bring her greatest fears to life.
He swung his hairy legs up on the table and drummed his hoofs on the wood.
You are so terrible,
he said. His teeth were covered in cherries.
We are only allowed to spy on them. We aren't supposed to eat them. Kryzak won't allow that.
She pulled her long dark hair over her head and tied it in a knot. She was pleasant looking, all woman from the waist up, fluid in her motions and stout in frame. Leathers and skins covered her chest and formed a short kind of dress. Her smile was pretty, but wicked.
He just wants the dragon man,
she said.
He didn't say anything about the others. And now it seems the dragon man sleeps, and he'll be down for quite some time.
What are you thinking?
He said.
We must tell Kryzak this news. There will be a great reward in it.
She pulled the apple from the pig's mouth, hitched one arm over the chair, and said,
I think the sooner he knows, the better.
She bit into the apple, chewed it up, and spit the seeds out.
And the sooner he knows, the sooner we avenge ourselves. The only question is, who follows them? And who tells Kryzak what we know? I could use the run,
he said.
Hiding in the woods has started to make my legs stiff as stone.
Fare thee well,
she said, winking.
You run, and I'll hunt.
He hopped on the table, and his hooves became a blur, shaking everything off. He pounced through the air and dashed up the river faster than the fleetest deer. He paused, waved, sped along, and disappeared into the woods.
Oh, he makes a fine ally of evil,
she said, tossing the core away.
But never as fine as me.